Blog Talk Radio.
Well, okay. The following is suitable for everybody who really wants to push their life out, to really make it work, who wants to avoid that cross-contamination. You are listening to Organic Pimpin', Through the Ingredients, It Embodies My Soul. I am co-host Talk Dude. On the other side of this line is the one and only comedy organic okay. Organic, come on. Stand up. Take a bow. Well, do something they can hear. Talk to them.
All right. Now, as we phrase that actual bowing, okay, I'm not bowing. Now, I will, you know, recapture the actual experience that I will become reflecting in my desires that I am organically pimping to reflect, right? So that's an ingredient that is of being naturally as a vapor becomes in the air, a mist that fills, you know, your actual, you know, the skin, that's the organs, right? So within that, I want to be the emotional vapor that touched your skin in idea as a metaphor as you are touched by the meaning that connects to the, you know, the pulse of your vibration levels.
Ha!
Everybody, this show is called Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients That Embodies My Soul, right? So it embodies your soul. I just say, my name is Kami Organic OK, and I'm the host of this show, and my co-host is comedian. I call him so often, I call him DJ, but his name is Talk Dude. Thank you for introducing the show. Those out there, thank you for introducing your knowledge to us. To connect, because really once we connect, we're connecting to another moment inside of our being, right? So many healthy experiences that we get in life, we are navigating through problems that we didn't really know how deep they was until the emotional altitude of someone's message. We're thinking they're diving into their problems, but really they're diving into solutions that heal our moments, right? The moment that you're dealing with, right? This is a moment, right? In time that connect on a deeper pathway. Now let's go around and make sure that I get to my co-host, comedian Tough Dude, and check in and see how this gentleman is holding up on this Sunday for those that's possibly in different time zone Monday morning. Yes, Tough Dude, how's it going for you? How was your day?
My day was all right. It had its ups and downs, as they often tend to. Trying to have basically the better attitude, what we're trying to get people to do on this show, you know, be better.
Know better. You said it.
Yeah, I said it. I mean, look, really, a lot of times it is a struggle. I mean, life has always been hard for people, but things now seem to be getting worse.
Oh, my goodness. He's starting to pull back the same, like, I keep explaining, when you're working out in the gym, you'll need somebody to throw tools in the air. That's equipment. Anybody was throwing equipment in the air, someone would be hurt all the time. If somebody was throwing tools, that means equipment from the gym in the air, and it messed up, that's a liability. You're throwing emotional cross-contaminated liability. We're in organic non-liability from successful moments. Now, we're going to have to cleanse this just right now to wipe down the cross-contaminated he's throwing in the air. He's throwing cross-contaminated in the air. And, you know, as you get people that's contaminated, what you got to do when you have people that, you tell them, wash your hands, right? When you're somebody about to grease some food, say, hey, excuse me, can you wash your hands before you go touch that food? You're going to wash your hands before you start talking to these people. Wash your mindset before you start giving deliverance when you're cross-contaminating in your delivery. It's not clean.
Look. You asked me what my day was like. And, you know, a lot of people out there, they're not having the best days, but hopefully this show is going to change all that.
So, sir. Let's be clarified.
Okay.
Most people that are most successful, they're not telling you how to be unsuccessful. Get it?
I'm not telling people how to be unsuccessful. I'm just telling them.
Hold on a second. Back up a minute. Do you get what I just said?
I get what you said.
So stop what you're saying. So get what I'm saying, right? Get what I'm saying. If they're teaching you to be successful, but they're not teaching you how to be unsuccessful, why would they waste time on being unsuccessful? Got it? So if you don't have a history of being successful, don't take us through the things that you're not successful at. Got it?
I got that.
So don't waste my time. I don't want to hear the unsuccessful stories that you bring up all the time. Bring up success. You don't have the luxury to be unsuccessful. Got it?
Yes.
Do you have that? You don't waste your time on success because you haven't mastered enough success to even have the luxury to be unsuccessful. Got it?
Yes. It's 7:36.
You're talking right. Go ahead.
It's 7:36 here on the program, Organic Pimpin', Do the Ingredients, It Embodies My Soul. Right? If I should call in, tell us about your day. Tell us what you're going through. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Now, let's be clear, right? We're dealing with different types of seeds. You got to realize this show is not the typical platform, right? When you go into a place where you're being yourself, right, and a place is healing yourself to be better from yourself and being better to yourself, and you're not being better all by yourself, that allow you to be better with more people together with ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Now, what I'm saying to you is you got to reprogram how you deprogram yourself from being unsuccessful regardless of what you're doing and not contaminating yourself before you help the self become better for the self with no contamination that your life have been exposing you to not successfully become a better version of yourself. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Once you understand that, then when you're talking, you have a better idea of where you're becoming more warm, more caring, more presenting in the health department where we are balanced within the ability within the healthy man and woman compass that allow us to be more navigating where we need to be more willing to design the successful manner.
Okay.
So when you're reprogramming yourself to see better, see more successful moments, more successful ideas, you're not willing to be poor within unsuccessful, wealthful moments. See? See how that changed your outcome? Instead of you going back to the problem that people find you and bleed your soul where the plasma don't have any drinking water to have in the thirst being quenched. All right? Now, talk to you. Is there anything you'd like to say to people before I move on?
I want to say thank you all for tuning in. Those of you who might hear us really at some point, we're all grateful for this, and we all help. We're going to help you organically pimp or help your soul cleanse.
Okay. This is what I want you to stop doing, okay? Stop leaning yourself out to people that are not leaning themselves into embracing your ability to be organically science. Science, what I'm saying? Science. Where does that mean I'm siding to be better, right? You don't want people leaving you just in the warm moments of being dehydrated with the unsuccessful abilities that they don't have the desire to help you with. Got it?
Okay.
So you want to mold people into understanding you can't take an ice cream out of the ice freezer box once it's not completely frozen, what happens? The ice does not come out willingly, correct?
Right.
So look at examples where your examples that you're making is not even helpful for yourself to be helpful for yourself, to yourself, connecting through yourself. Got it? So don't be so willing to be lazy on successful ability that you're really looking to enjoy. Don't be lazy just giving people any kind of reference to be a part of you without not even doing anything to be a part of themselves.
So when they come to you with their best desires of happiness and reward, sir, I explain to you all so often, don't do that. Pull it back from the phone because it's disrespectful for the ability of someone listening and hearing that crashing sound on their ears. You have to stop doing the things that I'm talking about as a problem because I'm going to have to make you a residual example to not to be a part of problems because you are showing me too many demonstrations of problems that I'm telling you I don't want to be a part of.
Right.
And you're making those examples. It's almost like you're playing two sides of a crash dummy that I'm telling you. It don't matter if one crash dummy is in that crash dummy vehicle or two. Is both being left out there to be destroyed or not? Yes. Two comedy faces right inside the backseat of two crash dummies? Are you going to have two happy faces inside of a crash dummy uniform? No. You're going to have two funny faces in the backseat of disaster. In the front is going to be two crash dummies. See, there are two different types of experience of crashing within that ability of losing yourself within a problem, right? So what I'm saying to you is you're taking too many examples to destroy your happiness because you're not becoming the piece that you need to be successful outside of what you're trying to give as an example for people to live in a happy moment for themselves. So you're demonstrating a lost experience with unsuccessful within people. Once they succeed, they still gonna leave you where you was at. You got it? You didn't realize, you didn't even recognize the ability that you're giving people to just step over your organic and leave you a footprint of dirty feet. That means it's cross-contaminated on the side of your feet, of your face. Understand, your feet on your face. What does that mean? If somebody put their feet on your face, that means contamination on your face.
Uh-huh.
Not just over your feet. That means someone's stepping on top of you. And then they're moving on. So what's more contaminated than having something so organically fuel to heal their experience and then give you the same experience you didn't have? That would be the most devastating contamination, incontamination, out-contamination that you could ever give someone to give them more happiness and peace through your miserable moments of them stepping over you once they succeed. That would be another form of slavery from another time and another experience. Why would that even be created? You created another problem.
I don't want to do that. I mean, I really don't.
You don't, but you're doing it by default. It's like, you know how electrical classes, how they say you got to be careful about electricity because what happens? What happens to electricity if you don't have that, you know, in the electrical classes, so you got to make sure that you don't have any electrical static on you. Why?
You need to have rubber gloves and whatnot. You might get shocked, electrocuted.
Thank you. So what I'm saying in this metaphor, you're bringing it together. I'm trying to give you that example. In the metaphor, why would you want that electricity to come and zap your brand-new electrical setting? They're not coming to just be clear about – think about this. They're in the setting where you started from, and they said, I didn't know – do you think they want to truly be clear and understand all the things you understand to not bring the electrical energy that's going to drain your brand-new energy? Once they understand that, they're not going to replace your energy. They're just going to be the ones to be successful after destroy your piece and they don't make sure everyone else don't do that to them. But guess what? If all your electricity is destroyed, you're just an example for people to have more peace and you're going to be miserable. What does that mean? Does that make you happy to have everybody be happy and you not happy? Think about that. In a hospital, people laughing and stuff around people sick. Did that make people sick happy when people just laughing around them? Carrying on like this person's sick doesn't need to have some quiet. Got it?
I got it. I understand.
So stop zapping, let people come in and zap your energy because you make it successful for every – hey, just come on in. Just come. Do you think anybody is really successful on the top of the level of success? Have anybody truly at the top of success have had nobody come in and try to drain their power? So if they at the top of the level, everybody trying to drain their power from relatives to strangers to friends to people to see an opening in that opportunity, you think it's just that simple? If you're something new that's really what you are, success, you think it's not going to people trying to destroy that, not because they're intentionally doing it? Because you already said, people say this all the time, and they do it in yours, they do a little documentary and a biopic stories all the time. People talking, well, see, their downfall is the people, the company they keep. Isn't that all the time they say that? Is it so often the downfall to so many people is some of the companies that they keep?
It's 7:45 here on the program, Organic Pimpin', Through the Ingredients, It Embodies My Soul. We invite you to call in. Let us know what you're thinking. Now tell me, what's going on with you? What do you think about all this? Are you looking to basically purify? All right, we're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
No, yeah, I've been listening to that part. What I'm saying to you, sir, now, this is talk, dude, that I've been describing to have more of a hypothetical and more of cleansing moments so he won't have to have cross-contaminated experience that contaminating him after you're trying to just tell you an example instead of being the problem that he's re-contaminating himself with. He wants to be the solution where he's taking the clean moments and keeping it cleaned, right? So I'm just reminding him as an example, as some of the presentation to hit the moment within his moments of success. Now, this one, he can agree with this one. He remember this point here. He was shooting a video, right? He was shooting it with 4K video. This guy wanted to, in a sense, take over his video shoot because he kind of saw the opportunity. He got a 4K camera, and, you know, it's a red, you know, and he know this is a very, expensive equipment. And talk dude knows this guy was taking the opportunity to try to, you know, what is the word they say, doo-doo on his, on his actual opportunity? You remember that? When that guy tried to take over your shoot and try to present this stuff to me to just, I like to just, Do you think other people, who you let in your environment to take over your stuff? And that kind of equipment, a red camera, someone to kind of come in and try to sabotage that person got too close. And at those levels, people got to be understood on who you're having in your circle or who you're having around a circle, right? Because that is very damaging to have very expensive things. People trying to come in to sabotage, undermine, be cross-contaminated to that whole setting, right? And think to yourself, if that would have portrayed as success for that person, they would have undermined everything behind it. It would have been a domino effect for people that are trying to keep success going. When people find a solution, that's what people do. It's like, you ever see an ant colony actually, once they find, a place to eat, they start seeing all these ants. And that's what people do coming in, contaminating. They find a group of people working together. They will use you and try to segregate things, and that's contamination, right? That's destruction, right? It hasn't really been that many people that you can really see that at the top of success. That everyone truly wants to be. Because those type of things, people are trying to make them not just antique, but trying to make them a corpse, like a stone, like the pyramids. Like people are trying to isolate these things because they all have the other unique abilities to be just as powerful in different ways, right? You got to think to yourself, what powerful way that you're truly giving yourself besides this kind of delusion of, is like, are you about quality or quantity? And we talk about this, bro. You're spending too much time just exhausting the means of success. Now, talk, dude.
Yeah.
What do your successful moments really mean if it's just going to be, you're just kind of like, you're at a yard sale. You're not even selling things that you're worth for quality and value. You just let everybody think, oh, everything is here is free, everything. The best thing you get in life is for free. If everything is the best thing you get in life for free, does that mean the things you're supposed to get from others are supposed to be, this goes all the way around. Not people not supposed to get something best from you. They're supposed to get the best from them. Got it? If you give somebody a whole box of cookies, they're not supposed to just leave you the crumbs off their pans that they don't want.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I mean, look, some people do that. Some people basically have an incessant need to take the biggest and the best. Some are considerate. I'm not trying to do that.
Okay. You're not even trying to use the power of your position. If you're on the platform, you're trying to act like you're a guest in the capacity of not even realizing your power. If every person that had power just belittled their power, people didn't respect the power that's in position to direct and be a leader. Now, you're trying to become an unleader and trying to be a follower, and that's not going to lead your desires to be freed. So you're pushing yourself in a place where you're always going to be a follower within your desires of being free, so your message is never going to have the freedom of organically pimping. It's going to be cross-contaminated, digesting of fecal waste that are going to have those flies on it. And you're going to be a terrible sight to be a part of, and you're going to be a miserable part where people are going to hear the echo that the problem you bring. And you bring the solution to be healthy, or you bring the problem to be fed to the corpse. And the corpse is going to smell. People are always going to want the corpse to get rid of. It's just a natural thing that people enjoy great things for the greater moments, the great moments to be destroyed by the weaker moments of, you know, like you say, it's, you know, the tough of the tidings. And that's from a sexual standpoint of being power, and it's a physical point to be shrimp. They go in the same direction to work together, like people using makeup and makeup using people. Everybody, I'm going to wrap my conversation. I'm going to turn it around to the co-host, Tug Dude, and it's a few minutes out there, and I'll be back in a short moment.
Okay. Success is easy. It happens every day. Okay. I mean, basically, the contamination that you're all worried about, the little poisons that get into you, they can be cleansed. I mean, it can happen. It's real easy. Listen, out there, every single one of you, you can be better.
Sir, don't point this out like somebody's got a booger on a finger and you're trying to find a napkin, okay? Make this presentation clear. Don't just derail this with these kind of examples you're trying to find people. Find your examples within yourself and find the self reflecting with connect to people, and you won't get lost in people that don't connect to because they are lost. They are scavengers or trying to exploit your ability. So don't find those people that are trying to look for you. Find the people that you know that are going to find that moment. Stop leaving your information just to be lost, because people are always trying to steal. So don't try to waste your time or energy that you can't maintain. You can't be woke for 24 hours, right? So you
Absolutely.
Can't assume that your information is going to be available anytime you want it, right? So you got to understand, how can you make your message more powerful and pimp within desire where people weren't looking to even help you, you know what I mean? You got to look at it. It's one of the things that people are doing that are not meant to help you, just help you because your desire is more woke and more desirable than the moments that they understand. And that's really where pimping really coming to a level. You just think make pimping is like some lazy thing that everybody just want because you want it for them? No. You know, pimping is not like that. Organic pimping is pushing through all the things in history. Think about all the people in history that was never meant to succeed. And people who spent all this time trying to, you think that would have kept not happening if the desire wasn't more meaningful within the person that came and pushed that? You think that it's going to be easy for them to say, hey, you just keep on enslaving me. Just keep on taking advantage of all the people before my time, all the people that have been pushing and been pushing this internal experience, and they harvest the connected over a period of time to breathe like the oxygen of oxygen, and pimping of time have the earth. It's been working on this planet as getting enough time to be on this planet of information. Oh, yeah, I know I pimped. I want to allow the pimping to be attempt in a conversation, a connection of moments. And don't waste a moment, talk dude. Tell you one more time. Say what you got to say. I'm about to move on. Last time we're getting to the end of the show.
Okay. I'm feeling the success. I want you all to feel it too. No, it's real easy. Can you see? Just
stop
purify
it.
Them.
Stop it. Success is not that easy. Success is not that easy because you said it's easy. Success is easy because the easy experience that people connect with that brings the out in and bring the in out. See, you make successful seem like how people say when they're trying to do advertising, right? They say this.
If I can do it, you can do it. See, that only reference to the ability that it's understood within the transparency truly changes your life. You understand how personable that word, that experience, and your desire to turn on that vulnerable moment to be inspired, lift up out of that you didn't understand. Now you understood what the person said, so now you're seeing your life unfold under that. But does that really mean anything if your life wasn't changing by everything they were saying, that it was sound simple, but you still didn't get it? Think about that moment. Think about all the moments of people that all education in the world, but the person teaching them is too smart for the example to be meant for them to understand, and they know everything. But this person that telling them know more than everything. You know what I said? Imagine somebody say they know everything, but the person that's teaching know more than everything. Where that's gonna leave them? See, you gotta realize how you connect the moment to the desire that you're presenting to the person, and not lose your moment, that your desire to carry your desires beyond where you've been suffering from. It's not just for you to be suffering and leaving from out there to be spoiled, right? It's about you showing the changing moments that your desires are really coming through, where it's not unlimited. People get so confused, people that's at the bottom, that they're low power. It feels so good because the people that have been trying to destroy their happiness can destroy this moment. So they get confused, like, they have unlimited. No, you don't have unlimited. You just got a magical opportunity to have an investment come to life. This is what it is. And all these magical moments where people connect with this, you need this. You didn't stay here. Because it's not meant for you to succeed. And you think it's just that. You got to keep moving because you'll dry up like the cement truck in the rotates because it keeps the cement from drying. You can't say, oh, it's easy for the cement truck to keep on doing it. No, everybody, this is Comedy Organic. Okay, my host is Top Dude. Top Dude, say a final word for the show. Good night, everybody. I appreciate y'all. Hope everybody had a good holiday through the weekend, traveling back around the world and nation, based on your travel arrangements and everything. Come to the blessings of what needs to be for your life. Talk to you, tell your final words. I'm going to want to take care.
We want to thank everybody for listening. Thank everyone for listening, hearing this at some point. You can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. We invite you to get involved. Listen to our show, but also call in. Feel free, okay? You can be on the radio. We'll talk to you about what is, all right? You can pick up all of this. You've been listening to Organic Pimpin' through the ingredients. It embodies my soul. You can get better. You can be better. All right.
Don't lock yourself out of your success by thinking the key is too powerful to be unlocking the door. And what happens is you set the key down, and someone just picks it up because it's urgency within success. It's not luxury to just be unsuccessful. People will walk you out through the time and won't have no clock or information that you have obtained in your experience. Take care, everybody.
Thank you all for listening. Thank you, and good night.